This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
You know, in the permissive society in which we live today, it's quite easy for Christians to overlook or accept immoral behavior, things like sexual sin and greed and drunkenness and gossip. And the reason why that is because it's just simply so widespread. But even though it surrounds us, we cannot take part in it, and we certainly can't condone it in any way. So staying away from it, these kind of generally accepted sins, is difficult. But really, it's no harder for us than it was for the Corinthians. God expects his followers in any age to have high standards. Now, Paul is dealing with these issues, and some of them in rather specific nature, in that church in Corinth. And it's important to remember that he's addressing people who at least perceive or believe themselves to be born again. Let's pick it up again in verse 9 of chapter 6 today. And he says, "Don't you know that the unrighteous will not inherit God's kingdom? Don't be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor extortionists will inherit God's kingdom. Some of you were such, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and in the Spirit of God." So Paul is being very, very specific here under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And he's going on here to explain these practices. All of this that he is speaking of stems from the fact, as we said last time, that there were some within that church who believed the word as doctrine, but it failed to become the rule of life. There are those who claimed Paul now was simply being carried away with his grace and that he failed to make a strong stand. But this passage would certainly refute that notion. The Wycliffe Bible Commentary says this, quote, "Paul and James are in basic agreement. Both affirm that genuine faith produces good works, and the absence of good works indicates the lack of faith. In other words, we cannot separate how we live and our actions from our faith, from our belief system." Paul was making it very clear here that true salvation, true redemption, will have a concrete and sure manifestation in our lives. It seems many today will seek to receive salvation, or at least feign to do so, but still essentially stay the same person they were before they found the cross of Christ. Now, not only should this not be the case, but in reality, gang, it cannot be the case. For the authentic transformation of redemption will have a very real, yes, even profound effect upon our lives. Past redemption, we will ultimately live differently. And we, moreover, will be different. Now again, that's not just a possibility. It's not just an option. But absent result of being born again and having the Spirit of God in us, then we are going to change. It is a fact. And further, it is the proof that we have indeed been redeemed. Yes, proof to others, but not just that, but also proof to ourselves as well. Because, gang, we must not be deceived. There's a lot riding on this. Paul gives a short list of sinful actions here, certainly not an exhaustive list, but a list for those that were especially cropping up there in the church in Corinth. All of these items are on the list, and they are all, I think, at least well understood by the average man. There's nothing there that people would go, I don't know what that means. So those who fit into these categories, now again, please make note, not those with past involvement or even a repentant stumble, but I'm talking about those who have a lifestyle of this, will, and this comes out of Scripture, not out of my mouth, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. Not now, not in eternity. They will not see the kingdom of God in this life, or in the next. Now, it doesn't take long to see the reality of this fact in someone's life because, you know what? The lack of peace is a hard thing to hide. If you want to read more about this, catch 1 John chapter 3, verses 5 through 10. Paul reminds them that they used to be those kinds of people, but now they're washed, born again, and sanctified. They have been set apart for God's exclusive use. They have been justified, rendered righteous, and pure before God, so they should be living lives different.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Pastor Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, visit believerstogether.com.